Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun this morning. Got good things lined up for you. We're going to kick things off the way we like to around here. Let's welcome back Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing better now. We missed you. How you doing?
Yeah.
I missed you, too. I'm hanging in there. I'm doing so much better, and I see that, you know, the weather is calmer, too, so all things are good here.
It is. It does seem to be following along with that, Brittany.
Yeah.
Nice morning so far today. What are we looking at this week?
Honestly, a gorgeous week. We only have two shots of rain really interrupting. Otherwise, comfortable, highs in the low 80s, a lot of sunshine today, Wednesday, Thursday. We are looking at chances of rain maybe overnight tonight. We could hear some rumbles of thunder, maybe waking up to a few spotty showers in the morning, and then more storms could spark up again tomorrow afternoon. Not looking at a ton of rainfall with that, and then rain chances hold off until Thursday night or Friday or so. So honestly, not too much humidity, and like I said, a lot of sunshine all week long and today, so I'm liking it. This is good summer weather.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. In fact, if we could, we could just go ahead and keep, you know, the rest of the week.
We can just
have fun with this segment. Just everybody remember Brittany's weather from Monday. Okay, so Brittany, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. You don't get to talk about other things very often, Brittany.
Right.
You know, well, you got other interests, other topics you'd like to talk about, I'm sure. I'm going to get into those.
You crack me up. I mean, let's talk about camping. Camping is always
so much fun. See, there you go. Yeah, perfect. You know what I like about Brittany, though? Unlike some other, you know, meteorologists that, you know, just do the, you know, I'm just reporting the weather. You can tell it in her voice when it's good weather and bad weather. Yes. I love that the idea that she can, that she puts it right out there. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I try to hide when it's bad. I'm like, I'm so sorry, guys.
Yes. We appreciate
you. But here's the silver lining.
Mm-hmm.
No, Brittany always adds in.
Oh, that's true. She does.
Bad.
Yeah.
You're
right. You're right.
That is correct. She is very good.
Appreciate you, Brittany. Great to have you back. You have a great day. We'll talk again tomorrow.
You too. Have a good one. Soak up that sunshine.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us again. Great to have her back. It's good stuff. Great to have you guys back out there. We appreciate you, everybody. Mm. Hope you all had a great weekend, a safe, fun weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the weather seemed to cooperate. That was pretty nice.
For the most part, yeah.
We got a great show jam-packed for you. We're going to get into in a little bit. Of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Then we got things to look forward to in July. A little bit after that, we got Chuck E. Cheese is opening arcades for adults.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too.
It's Monday, so you know what that means. We'll have an edition of The Kitchen's Open for you to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. We got a special one for you, a best of.
A best of today, yeah.
That we'll be getting into. And after that, we'll be joined by our friend Tom Heiser with a monthly veterans update.
Excellent.
Oh, great.
We'll have a little bit of other news and information for you in that 10 o'clock hour. Want to touch on some local theater coming up and some other fun stuff. And a naughty parrot.
Filthy.
But it might be. But a new poll looked at the most popular summer activities. The most popular summer activities.
All right.
And the number one involves food, but not the grill. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Okay.
But, eating ice cream is America's favorite summertime thing to do.
Okay.
Technically, it says ice cream or popsicles, but, you know, it teach their own. 60% love it, and another 35% like it. Only 1% said that they hate eating ice cream in the summer.
What? Specifically.
Specifically,
1%.
Yes.
Yeah. But I love that, though. I hate it.
As the person who used to do this kind of stuff routinely, that was somebody who just wanted to be different. Just wanted to be different.
Got to be contrary. Yeah.
Here are the top 10 summer activities in order that we like according to this survey. Eating ice cream, number one. Going on vacation, number two. Grilling, number three. I thought grilling actually would have been the number one thing on here, but
that's very nice. Yeah,
road trips come in at number four.
Those are fun.
Going to the beach at number five.
Mm.
Hiking or nature walks at six.
Okay.
7, swimming in a pool. Number 8, stargazing.
Ooh.
I never think about that, but that is definitely something that is...
That is. And, you know, it's like, well, you can stargaze any time of the year, right? Mm-hmm. But this time of the year, it's warm out at night. In the winter, it's not. So it makes it more conducive to stargazing.
I will say, I think in the winter, some nights you can almost see these stars better in the winter.
Yes,
but there is something about being outside in the summer and looking up and all that. Yeah. And I don't know if I've ever really associated with that with summer, but I definitely... do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Watching fireworks. 16% of Americans are not fans, though.
Okay.
In the time they've done this survey, that number has been rising a lot more.
Okay. Yeah.
And having a picnic at number 10.
Good old fashioned picnic. Hmm. Those are fun, you know? I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Should anything, try to do that. Anything that wasn't on the list that you guys would put in there?
Oh, let's see here. I am noticing a pattern on this. Lots of outdoors things on there. I'm trying to think. I was trying to think of what I did as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. And basically, I think they hit everything.
How about like playing in the woods or gardening?
Yes. Oh, gardening.
No, that's a gardening good one. Was not on there. Playing in the woods was not on there.
Those I did a lot of ones. Playing in the woods myself too. So
I know they said swimming in a pool, but I think much more of swimming at a beach or a lake or something like that.
So
I'm nitpicking, but
way back down behind my grandparents' backyard. Of course, I grew up in the country right next to my grandparents, and they had a lot of land there. You could go down to the Black Hoof River. And my cousin, Philip, created a very nice swim. There was a great little pool in the river that you could swim in. And it was deep. And it was really cool.
Swimming hole.
Exactly. Yeah. That is exactly what it was. And it was awesome. Oh, my gosh.
That sounds awesome.
Secluded. You know, you're there in the woods and the river is flowing. It was so peaceful. Oh, it was wonderful.
That sounds really good.
Up in Abbotsford, on my grandparents' farm, my brother and I would trek back and find the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one little bit deeper spot. Mm-hmm. It's like waist deep at most. But, you know, we'd catch tadpoles and play in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good. Those are great memories. Those are great ones.
They are. They are awesome.
I know that I associate too, and I don't do it much anymore, but I fishing with summer. I remember that was, you know, we didn't have school.
My grandpa, yeah.
So my papa and I'd get up really early and go out there and probably not catch anything. But we'd go out there it was so much more about trying to teach me about nature than it was just fishing and stuff. I don't know how much he really cared if we caught anything or not. And boating. Man, I didn't think about this as a kid, but the older I get and everything, if there's one thing I'd got to have before it's all said and done, I want my own boat. I want a boat.
Nothing wrong with that.
Something about it. There's something about being on the lake this time of year that just, no matter what speed you're going, what kind of boat is all your personal preference?
Right.
You know, I want a boat that can do it all. I want a boat that I can, you know, ski on as well as coast on.
Preferably one that floats.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a good one.
I want a submarine, Melissa. That's what I want. I'm kidding.
You ever skiing behind a submarine? Not easy. It's not. Tough game.
Wear your scuba suit.
A few more that ranked high include boating, relaxing in a hammock, roasting marshmallows, and going to an amusement park.
Okay.
One other one, too, that I think, and this is more, you know, you need things to fall in line and everything, but we had a little bit of this weekend. Summer rain, where you're kind of stuck indoors, but the fun things that you create when you're stuck indoors in the summer. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like having the windows open when it's raining out a little bit, and you get that breeze.
And that rain smell, that fresh rain smell, right?
Nothing like it.
Or going out and playing in the rain.
Yes. Yes.
That is fun.
Which?
Crap, there was one other one I thought of when you were talking. Now it's gone.
Oh, my gosh.
See, that's what I get for
going to, you know, they said amusement parks.
Oh,
but
county fairs.
That's
county fairs.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say. Yeah.
Nice.
When I was a kid, that was always a big thing. I think I overdid it because I'm, like, not big on fairs anymore. But
I don't like spinning anymore.
No, that's not as fun as it used to be, right?
The Ferris wheel is about as adventurous as you get at county fairs now.
You're never going to get the food that you get at a county fair anywhere else.
Oh, no.
That's one of the things.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Absolutely.
I think that'll always bring, no matter what age you are, that'll bring you to a county fair. The food. It certainly, there's other things. You know, you always got vendors and people like that you can't find just anywhere else, but it's definitely that.
My church had a big lunch counter that we worked for the fair. That was our big moneymaker for the year. And I remember many times working there and, well, complaining about it because I was a teenager. But now I remember it very fondly.
That's interesting. On this list of summer activities, teenagers like complaining.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's true.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. We all did it, too.
Yeah, we did.
I'm not making fun of teenagers. I was the same way. one that ranked surprisingly low was sunbathing. Half of Americans enjoy it to some degree, and half would rather not. Mm. Only about 14 Americans say that they love laying out, compared to 18% that hate it.
Mm.
Well, now it just feels a little more risky.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. When you hear about, of course, you have to, how many times you have to apply sunscreen throughout the day. The only time I really like doing this is if I'm on the ocean, on the beach, on an ocean, because not only it doesn't get as hot because, you know, there's a breeze usually blowing off of the ocean to cool things down. And then you can always take a dip, you know, in the water there to cool off.
The Great Lakes are similar.
Yes.
Because they're so
big. But much colder.
Yeah.
The water's much colder.
Whatever your summer activity, we'd love to hear about it. Call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Maybe you, you know, like me, have been wanting to be a part of one of these dinosaur races that took place over the weekend. Yeah, you remember during the pandemic, those dinosaur costumes that people were wearing and stuff.
The inflatable ones.
Inflatable ones with the shaky head and stuff. Well, more than 300 of those, more than 300 people donned those inflatable dinosaur costumes and took to the track at Emerald Downs in Washington for the annual T-Rex World Championship races.
Oh, I love it.
I bet that was hilarious to
my
watch.
God.
Those are so funny looking when they're running.
Yes, they are.
There's not much funnier. The yearly event at the Auburn Racetrack began when TriGuard Pest Control held it at its team building exercise back in 2017, and the race quickly gained popularity online and opened to the public the next year. The race was suspended in 2020 and 2021, of course. A Houston man, Andrew Stuber, was crowned the top Tyrannosaurus in this year's race. This year's T-Rex World Championship races also featured an aerial event with three people in T-Rex costumes jumping out of a skydiving.
Whoa. Would that even work?
It's got to be,
must have figured something out.
I'm showing Seth the video real quick of this, Melissa, and I do encourage you and everybody else to go out there and watch this video, because the guy in running it back is trying so hard, and he's just not, his costume's not working.
At least one thankfully, it's not a long race. It's a short race.
Yeah, yeah. Just in the running, the costumes can't handle the wind.
No.
What is the wind going to do?
Falling from the sky, they would look like pancakes.
I can't imagine.
Oh, Lord.
As a side note, in the recent Mission Impossible movie, we heard for months and months, almost a year, of Tom Cruise hanging from this airplane and everything, and the hype put on that. And I watched the movie, and it's a great, incredible scene. He does a great job in it and everything. I'm actually a little surprised that he was okay with this, because he could not look more silly doing this. He does to me, like, it's one thing when you see him moving around out in there and everything, but it's so slow and awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it just feels like, okay, well, this is a scene in the movie. It really does. Like, right. It kind of stands. It's almost too, like, it almost
too realistic.
Yeah,
weirdly, it's too realistic.
And if you've ever wondered what Tom Cruise really looks like, look at him hanging on the edge of that airplane with the wind pushing his face and making his hair look like he looks like Moe from Three Stooges. He looks like Moe hanging from an airplane.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
It immediately got me thinking of, like, like the Three Stooges and the Mission Impossible movies. Like, and how much better those
it would go
movies
very might different,
be.
Yes. A little different.
A little slapstick in your action.
There you go.
I think it might be fun. We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you tomorrow to treat yourself. Get on over there tomorrow and enjoy, because they got the day off and they deserve it.
Yeah, that's right.
They will kick things off for the week tomorrow, so be listening. Head on over there then, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We appreciate our good friends over at El Cafe. Take a look at that menu at elcafewi.com and maybe make some plans and then get ready to completely throw them out the window once you get there and see that amazing menu or some of their specials.
Their specials are always great.
Or decide to just eat pie.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing but pie.
Nothing but pie. Ooh, I mean, you know, you get three pieces.
I've never done that before. I should try that sometime. I know.
Chair of the Pie Council?
I know. Like pie for a meal? For a meal? No.
We'll keep that between us. Thing, yeah. We don't need that word.
Yeah,
don't want to hurt your reputation or anything like that.
Okay, but if you don't want pie for food today, there is still food available in Port Edwards because it's Food Truck Monday.
Oh, yes, yeah. Very cool. Right. Yes.
Get on over there, check some of that out. And,
El Sombrador and Sweet Lemon Lamb will be there from 11 to 6 or 7 today.
Nice.
Check that out, everybody.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. We appreciate our friends over there at El Cafe, and we appreciate you getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Keep them coming, everybody. You can email us info@wfhr.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and of course, you can call on up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. Give us a call and wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air.
Live on air.
Get them to us, everybody. Let's see here. I got Mel tomorrow, so Seth, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into it. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to my favorite athlete, my dad.
No, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad.
James A.
Yes, that's
James A.
So I don't know how else to differentiate him.
My mom has been on me for years. I'm good at getting gifts, but I'm terrible at getting cards for people. The last couple of years, I've remembered to get a card because my father loves baseball and football cards. Usually this time of year, new football cards are out, so I'm getting football cards.
Yeah, right.
And I cannot help myself to get him a card with his cards.
It's a good reminder. I mean...
Just let that sit there.
Yeah, nice. Get a card with his cards.
But he's, I mean, he's the greatest champion I'll ever know.
Mm.
I'll never know anybody. I will never meet anybody that has defeated more phobias or enemies. One of my earliest memories is watching my dad in a boxing ring. Mm. And he's got this guy. And he's whooping him. But he won't finish him. Because it's just not in him. It's not in him to do it. And I'll never forget the round ends, the third round ends, and the guy stopped after that. And my dad did this kind of smirk at me. And he's at a younger age, of course, now and everything. But I was talking to him yesterday a little bit, and I just, in the middle of the conversation, I look at him, and he's that guy again. And he's got that smile and stuff. And it dawns on me how damn lucky I am that I have my father.
Mm.
Not only, you know, with so many people out there who do know not,
yep.
And I feel for that. But as I've been very honest, and he's wanted to be very honest on the air, because I talk about his addiction and his struggles with it because he gave me the green light to.
Right.
He wants me to. I wouldn't do it otherwise. I would never talk about personal stuff like that unless he wanted me to, and he wanted to be an example to other people.
Right.
And my father's story is not supposed to end the way it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been locked up or an overdose or something like that.
Right.
It's amazing. And it just doesn't happen overnight, and it's not something that we see enough in society.
That's right.
So my father may have not won a World Series or won a world, you know, heavyweight championship like he would have liked to or anything, but I will never know a greater champion than my father.
That's right. Mm. We should celebrate that.
Also, yes. One of the funnier just voices you're ever going to hear. Just got a great voice. Got a great one. Happy birthday, Dad. Talk to you later.
Happy birthday, Dad.
We also want to wish a very happy birthday to a couple of civic media of our own. Laura McKenna is celebrating a birthday today. Laura's awesome.
Yeah, she does a couple of voices on some of our other music stations around the western part of Wisconsin. Very good.
It's our second time working together. Laura and I worked together at our old stations that we worked at back in the day and everything.
I did not know that.
First gig out of school, Laura did, and jumped in. And the energy and the attitude that she has now is the exact same. It has not changed.
Nice.
This industry has not hurt her one bit.
Good. Glad to hear it.
She's great energy. Wonderful person. Great voice. Wonderful voice. Mm-hmm. Laura's got. And Gordy Young, wishing a happy birthday, too.
Oh, hey, Gordy.
Happy birthday, Gordy.
Stalwart of Madison Radio.
Yes.
He's been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anytime I think I've been doing this for a while, and I think about people like Gordy and stuff. Like
John and Gordy in Madison. Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's a mainstay.
Yeah.
Over the mainstay. Mm-hmm. A great voice, too.
Yeah.
Another good voice. And we want to wish a very happy birthday to one of the voices of Central Wisconsin, I believe, Mr. Mark Skiba.
Oh,
happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, Mark.
One of my favorite people to work with, and favorite people I've worked with in period, let alone in this industry.
Right.
Mark was one of the first guys to get me to believe I should be in this industry.
Nice.
Like, not that I could do it, but that I belonged here. But really the first station manager to do that for me, take me aside and talk to me like that, believe in me, give me opportunities that nobody else was.
Very nice.
And to this day is somebody who, anytime I need a confidence boost, Mark will do it. Like, and I don't have to ask for it. He just does it.
Nice.
And I think one of the quintessential voices in this area when it comes to radio and how long he has been here, not just in the radio he's done, but the advertising company he's worked with and so many other things. He is one of the voices of the rafters.
Yep. Throughout the years, yeah.
Mark's amazing. Yep. You're not going to meet many people in this industry that are not only more confident or more like, oh, yeah, this guy belongs here, but like rising tide raises all boats kind of guy. Mark doesn't want to just be good at the job. He wants you to feel just as good as he does and be just as good as he is. He is such a true leader and team player in this industry.
Very cool. Happy birthday, Mark.
And happy birthday.
We wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, because all that's... I was only talking nicely about Mark because he didn't qualify. I just felt bad. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Bonnie Grosskopf.
Oh, happy birthday, Bonnie.
Happy birthday, Bonnie. Congratulations.
Enjoy the day, Bonnie. Yes. Have a great one. Another good name right
yes,
there,
Yes, excellent.
Love that name, Bonnie. Enjoy your day, Bonnie. Let's see who you're sharing your birthday with. We usually do these in chronological order, but we can't help ourselves. Happy birthday to Ringo Starr, 85 for him.
All right. Ringo.
One of the
Richard Starkey.
One of the cool things I think is when a person lives long enough to feel appreciated, to see some appreciation from people and everything.
Yeah.
I think one of the better examples of this will always be Ringo Starr,
right.
Where Ringo was always the fourth Beatle. He was never really given any respect or anything like that. And to his credit, you never heard him complain. To this day, you've never heard him complain about that.
Not in the slightest.
Which I think is one of the most impressive things about his career. But he's also lived long enough to where now kind of people realize, oh, Ringo was an important part of that band.
He sure was.
The Beatles might not have been as great as they were without Ringo.
Absolutely.
And incredibly talented. The Ringo All-Stars that he's done for over 20 years and everything and all that. Just had a country album come out. just came out like last week or
right,
whatever
it did.
It was
yeah,
and everything.
That's amazing.
I see that he's still doing shows and all that. And certainly
with his son and his family, which is cool too. He gets to do stuff with his son. Yeah,
he's had a couple solo hits in his career, and has he's been a great actor.
Yeah,
wonderful voice actor. It's really cool to see that Ringo Starr has finally, you know, it is not the weak link in that band. There was no weak links in that band.
I always remember. I think my first before I knew what Beatles were. I remember him being on the show Shining Time Station as the conductor, I didn't know who he was at the time. I just thought, wow, he's really good. I love his accent, you know, and he plays this little conductor guy. And then I later find out, oh, wait, he was a Beatle. Wow, cool. That's really cool.
I hear this song on the radio the other day, and I listened to so little radio. I was a little, I was surprised not only to hear it, but a song that caught me. And I'm pulling out my Shazam or whatever, trying to catch it and stuff. And I'm like, my God, this sounds really good, but the guitarist is insane. This sounds amazing, and there's something so familiar about it and everything. I just figure it's a band I know or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's this band, Mammoth, that happens to be led by Eddie Van Halen's son. and he sounds so much like his dad playing guitar. Like
he learned from the best.
You expect a singer to sound like their parent or something like that, but a guitar player to sound so much like it. And then it gets me like, well, wait a minute. I start listening to John Bonham's kid and Ringo's kid and all this, and they sound like their parents playing an instrument.
Yes.
It's just crazy.
It's
crazy.
Amazing. Yeah.
Also, a very happy birthday to one of the more funnier people in the world today, Mr. Jim Gaffigan, King of the Pale. that's a Jim Gaffigan line.
Yes.
I love Jim Gaffigan. I've been a fan of Jim Gaffigan's for a long time. It's funny you brought up Ringo. Growing up in a Beatles household, I certainly know who he was and all that, and I loved him in Help. But I remember the Caveman movie that Ringo did way back in the day. It's one of my earliest memories of him.
Oh my God.
Was Shelley Long in that or something?
I can't remember.
Like that
something
too.
Like that, yeah.
And then when I think of Jim Gaffigan, I know everybody knows him now as the lovable dad. And one of the guys that can do comedy and not have to go blue. And I think
not at all.
Who would you ask to a kid's birthday party? You know, will Jim Gaffigan to be safe?
Right, right. He does. He's so good at observational humor is what he does. But he is so good at finding these little things that seem universal. I mean, that's why I think he's so popular. He finds things that just everyone can relate to. And I want to give a big shout out to his wife, who is his co-writer.
Yeah.
And everything. And she doesn't get enough credit because they make an awesome team together. Yeah. They're just amazing. Yeah.
He was, speaking of writers, he got his start, I believe it was his start, on the old Conan O'Brien show, the original Conan O'Brien show, The Tonight Show. And he was on there. He was in a couple of sketches.
Yep.
And if you go back and watch him, you will not recognize him.
No.
He looks so different back then. It's great, but he's been at this a long time. It's so cool to see one of the good guys in the industry not just make good, but he's kept this. He ain't going nowhere.
No.
He's
very successful.
Steady career going and everything.
Yeah, and he's been in a lot of movies too, and a lot of voiceover acting in cartoons.
Yeah. A great voice actor.
Yes, he's cool.
Also, happy birthday to Doc Severinsen. 98 years young for Doc Severinsen and those amazing ties.
And those jackets, too. Yeah, oh, my God. The sparkly jackets that he wore. Oh, my gosh.
I always thought it was cool. He was the band leader for The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and everything, famously. And I always thought it was cool that he retired when Johnny did.
Yep.
I don't know why, but I thought that was cool that he,
Man, he went on. He had a very successful, after he retired, he toured, constantly. I remember he came to Duluth once, man. And, the jacket was as bright as the spotlight that he was wearing.
And then two people no longer with us could not be more different, but both deserve their recognition. The wonderful and the underappreciated Shelley Duvall would have been 76 today.
Yeah.
One of my first favorite actresses. In part because she was in two movies I watched a lot as a little kid.
Right.
Popeye with Robin Williams, where she was the perfect olive oil. You'll never find an actress to play olive oil better. AI couldn't play olive oil better than Shelley Duvall did. But in The Shining, famously, where with Jack Nicholson, and it should be noted that there is nobody that could have done that role like her.
No,
her eyes, her expression in those scenes—it's so hard to pull off horror when you're making it for the actors to be all
fear,
in,
right?
Especially when I talked about before, Stanley Kubrick would talk about this a lot. He had a very serious set. That movie, though, Jack Nicholson was goofing around through the whole movie. They're trying to make the kid, him and the little kid are practically playing jokes on Shelley Duvall and everything. And then to be able to flip a switch and give those faces, it's iconic. I have it stuck in my head right now. Incredible actor.
Right. By the way, that explains so much about your childhood. Popeye and The Shining.
Yes.
The constant movies you watched. Yes. Yeah. So it explains so much.
It does. It really, really, really does. You throw Airplane in there and now it all makes sense. And one of the greatest of all time, Satchel Paige, born on this day in 1906, passed away in 1982. Hall of Famer, not only a Hall of Fame pitcher, but Hall of Fame a wise man.
Oh my gosh, his tidbits of wisdom were some of the best.
Work like you don't need the money, love like you've never been hurt, dance like nobody's watching. That was his line.
That was his line. Yeah.
Age is a question of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter. And I wanted to leave this to you, Seth, the baseball historian and everything.
right.
Satchel Paige, also an incredible sports story, considering his career in the Negro League and really how at his age to be able to play in the majors.
Yeah, he was. Well, his age was always a question because he didn't know when he was born, kind of thing. So whatever age you see, he made his debut in the major leagues. Generally, it's considered 42. I think is when he did, and he pitched amazing. And this was at the very twilight of his career, and he would come back. In his 50s, he threw a couple innings for the Athletics when he was in his 50s as a promotional stunt. And he still got people out. I mean, he was one of the greatest athletes in American athletes of the 20th century, to be sure. And like you said, his sayings, he was a font of wisdom. One of my favorites is, "Don't look back. Something might be gaining on you."
Oh, that's a good one. We're going to get to the news, sports, and entertainment break. We'll come back and have some more fun. A big shout out to our friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today, everybody. Or tomorrow. Or really, I should say.
Tomorrow.
But today they got the food trucks over there. So
head on down anyway.
Across the street. So.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back right here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Let's talk about July and what there is to look forward to in it. Got a bunch of stuff here to touch on as far as movies, TV shows, holidays, and different events going on.
Very nice.
So here are a few things to look forward to in the month of July. We like to kick off our mornings with. Of course, one of the things we look forward to is our monthly Veterans Update. We'll be getting that next hour. Mm-hmm. Be listening for that. Also, Amazon Prime Day is next week. It's coming up. It's 4 days. 4 days this time, running from July 8th to the 11th.
Oh, so it starts tomorrow. Yes, Prime Day.
Yeah.
Is 4 days.
Right. Yeah. Jeez. And it doesn't. I don't know. I don't remember anybody. I don't know anybody who really takes necessarily advantage of this, because I don't know anybody that really sees any deals or anything
that are any that great. Really? Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah.
And I don't know.
Plus, people like Amazon less and less every day, so you know that's part of it.
Yeah. In sports, Wimbledon is underway, which cool. has been pretty intense. It's been pretty good. The Tour de France has been going on as well.
Very cool.
And you got the MLB All-Star Game on July 15th, mainstay of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Golf's Open Championship starts on the 17th, and the WNBA All-Star Game is on July 19th.
Wow.
Really hoping that some of the stars of the WNBA are healthy by then and can play. Because I mean, I'm going to watch either way. But it'd be really cool to see some of the players who haven't been able to play as consistently in that. Lots of big movies this month. This is the month of movies. I think that going forward, you can almost guarantee July and December, you got a big movie, that's the month.
Yeah.
It's something. Movie studios are getting more and more scared to release movies, take chances on movies, and those kind of things. Going anything that isn't IP, you know, and right. stuff. So I think you can say that it's a safe bet. If you want evidence, Jurassic Park World Rebirth opened last week.
Mm-hmm.
You've got James Gunn's Superman reboot landing on the 11th. I Know What You Did Last Summer. They brought that back.
Oh, geez.
Coming back on the 18th. Fantastic Four First Steps comes at the end of the month on July 25th.
Yeah.
And Happy Gilmore 2 hits Netflix the same day on the 25th. And that's just the movies that we're mentioning. There are some that aren't even getting a big major release that are coming out. And the Jurassic Park and the Fantastic Four and the Superman movies may be the biggest movies to come out this year.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see.
I guess I haven't even noticed how well Jurassic Park has done, or Jurassic World, or whatever they're calling it now.
I don't think it's done as well as they'd like, especially with an extra day in there with the holiday weekend, they were really planning on.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're going to have three major movies coming out in the month, you can tell which one they're least confident in with the first one. Because it used to be 4th of July weekend was the weekend.
I remember that, yeah.
If you're going to have Independence Day come out, well, of course you're going to have it during the 4th of July weekend and stuff. But now they're afraid of 4th of July weekend. People are actually looking to do things with their, you know, families and have experiences and talk to each other and stuff.
Not just go to the movies?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then they're burnt out. And then they want to do that the next weekend.
There you go. Then they want to go to the movies.
So that's when you see on the 11th James Gunn Superman coming out and stuff. And then even in worrying about that weekend, you're going to have the next weekend coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have this for 100%, but something really cool kind of happened here too, where our whole lives when we were kids, Superman and Fantastic Four would have come out on the same weekend.
Yes.
Kevin Feige and James Gunn are friends. They're both running DC and Marvel now. And they're trying much more of, hey, there's enough food for everybody at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to spread this out a little bit. They're still competing. There is competition going on. That'll never go away.
Yeah.
But why can't we all survive? The cannibalism that went on with these superhero movies for so long and both companies fighting each other didn't work for either company and just kind of brought down the whole industry.
Right.
Working together is supposed to, rising tide raises all boats.
Right. And I know Kevin Feige has said that in the past, that he likes the idea of having lots of, you know, he thinks that it's good for the whole industry right now. So
I'm very curious to see both those movies, and obviously the Happy Gilmore 2 I cannot wait for. I actually may be more excited about that than any of these.
Yeah, right.
And you said that one's not coming out in theaters.
Nope, just on Netflix.
Just on Netflix. Yeah. Wow, okay.
On TV, got new seasons of South Park and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia starting this week. New Dexter spinoff. And the ESPY Awards are on the 16th, and Shark Week starts on July 20th.
There you go.
Wait, Dexter spinoff, like Dexter's Laboratory?
No, unfortunately.
Dang it.
No.
The serial killer.
Oh, that would have been a better spinoff.
I love the books, and I love the TV show, but yeah, they've been trying to bring that show back like 18 different ways, yeah. And of course, the holidays. Well, we just got done with one of the bigger holidays mm-hmm. of the year, and the big 4th of July. Hope everybody had a great 4th.
Yeah.
We've also got National Bikini Day this Saturday, National Fried Chicken Day on Sunday, World Chocolate Day on the 7th, National French Fry and Maple... National Mojito Day. How did I mix up maple and mojito?
Because you like
it's a
maple
special
syrup.
Talent that he has.
On French fries?
Do not know. Mix those. Do not.
Ooh, that would be a weird one, yeah.
And Ice Cream Day is on July 20th. We already went over kind of the
stats. Yeah, that's
of that
right.
And everything.
Yeah.
We know that's probably going to be one of the more popular ones and everything. Wow. Ice cream or World Chocolate Day? I wonder which one is more popular. That's Ooh. Tough.
Oh, we could measure that.
Chocolate.
I think I got to take chocolate.
I'm with you, too. I think we've got a complete sweep here.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Somebody write that one up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we talk about 100% of nothing. Well, here
we
go, guys.
We fought. It happened. Right. It finally happened.
Are there other
things? What brings us together? Chocolate.
For me, I've got, obviously, my dad's birthday is today. Mm-hmm. In 10 days, on the 17th, my youngest, my last kid, my daughter Isabel was born. So I've got those are the big ones that stand out to me about this month. Certainly the 4th. Are there anything else that you look forward to in July? Because here's one other thing I think that we look forward to in July. Something.
Summer.
Is July not for everybody else? I know this has been the case for me for many. Up until like last summer, not as much. But this summer and pretty much every other summer since I've been an adult. Oh, my God, it's July. I haven't done anything. Oh, what happened to summer? Oh, yeah. It's almost over. Oh, I gotta try to do everything this weekend because I haven't done anything yet. I gotta go skiing. I gotta go swimming. I gotta have a water balloon fight.
Yeah. Get all that in there. I think my kids got a water balloon fight in on the 4th, so they're good with that one.
You didn't invite me.
Yeah, I know.
I had that on my list.
I have
check that off.
I have a 4-day period where it's my sister's birthday, my parents' anniversary, and my wife's birthday, all in 4 days. In
That's
July,
crazy, yeah.
So lots of celebrating going on in my household. So,
celebration marathon.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
My family reunion is usually in July, so that's something I look forward to every year.
I just remembered.
That's
I have
a big one.
I have a wedding on the 19th. My cousin Dimitri is getting married. It's interesting. He grew up in Minnesota in the Twin Cities area. He now lives in Wausau. He is I think the assistant tennis coach at Stevens Point, UW Stevens Point. Oh. If I remember correctly, he's a very good tennis player. And they're having the wedding in Junction City. I'm like, well, how about that? Well, that's just up the road. So like we're very excited. I haven't seen Dimitri in years, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Don't even need to get a hotel.
No, you can just head on up there.
That'll be cool. That'll be cool. And Melissa, there's something about, first off, I just love that you guys are doing family reunions. I don't think we do those as much. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem like we talk about them or maybe they happen as much. I don't know. But that is something else that screams summer to me. And
yes. Yeah, it's family reunions. Well, absolutely.
And ours is not just a reunion, it's a camp out, because we do this every year. It's a big family camp out. There's like 60 of us.
Holy
and
moly.
We take over an entire like section of the campground every year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no.
That's awesome. Fun.
That's
we
really cool.
That's really cool.
All
that's a nice thing to do.
Have enjoy getting together.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really neat.
It's going to be fun.
Yep.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun, wrap up the hour, morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. You hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for being with us. We're going to take you to the top of the hour, kick off the 10 o'clock with a best of the kitchen's open.
Mm-hmm.
Big thank you to Beth for setting that up. We appreciate it. We'll have that for you. And then it will be joined right after that by our good friend Tom Heiser with our monthly veterans update.
Excellent.
looking forward to catching up with that. We will, of course, have some other fun stuff for you lined up in the 10 o'clock hour. I want to get into as well. I want to talk some local theater, and certainly want to talk about this some other things we got lined up.
All right, let's do it.
But, let's see here. I want to make sure that we got time for this one, so we'll save that for later. Right now, McDonald's is doing something. Mickey D's. McDonald's wants to give us all heartburn before 10 a.m. They announced a new spicy McMuffin will hit their breakfast menu next week for a limited time.
Okay.
There are three versions, a spicy egg McMuffin, a spicy sausage McMuffin, and the spicy sausage McMuffin with egg.
Yes.
All they did is add their spicy pepper sauce on top. It's the same sauce that comes with a spicy McCrispy.
Oh, okay. Mm.
You'll be able to get them starting tomorrow.
Okay.
They haven't said if they're going to stick around or not or anything like
that. We'll see. I guess, you know, people like breakfast burritos and have a little spice to them in the mornings, too. So I guess, you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's people like Tabasco on their eggs.
That's true. Yeah, know, very
people
fair.
People that
yeah.
like spicy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what time of day it is.
That's right.
My mom is one of those, Melissa, that likes the Tabasco on her eggs. And the earlier, the better in the day. And has blown my mind my whole life.
That is pretty crazy.
I've never understood the spicy in the morning thing. I get it. There's lots of people that like it.
Like it, yeah, it's
but
true.
I've just got a different palate. I'm just weird.
No, really?
Yeah. I'm saying
why, this is news to me, James.
Also, water's wet.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody... water's
most
wet.
Most I can do is like picante sauce on the sausage breakfast burritos from McDonald's.
There you go.
As spicy as I can get.
Okay.
It's a good one. Yeah, I don't know. I can't even think of anything. I got like cereal. Like I got nothing. Like this is, there's nothing. Like I couldn't be less likely. I don't even know if like coffee. Like I have anything that's even like kind of like with a pumpkin spice. I was thinking of.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's not spicy at all. But.
I mean, we could talk about the time I added cayenne pepper to my ex-husband's coffee because you know I wanted his heart to be healthy. Made his mouth hot. He wasn't happy about it.
The reaction to that, I can only imagine.
Took him most of the day to figure it out, too.
The way Melissa just said that was so sinister.
Yes, yes.
My God, I am never going to cross Melissa ever.
I was doing it for his health. It wasn't maniacal.
The way you said it, though, is like,
about spicy coffee.
She
talked
good.
About poisoning husbands on the show at one point.
I just like to sit back, turn my mic off, and eat my popcorn. Willis is talking this is it. A pair of emus escaped from their home at a Minnesota farm during a storm and turned up several miles from home.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad they turned up.
Yeah. Seth, did you know they had emus in Minnesota?
I should have known that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a few emu farms there. I'm not surprised.
There's some in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's true. There are. Yeah,
there's one over by Toma. I used to drive by it all the time.
I apologize for not knowing this for sure, but I know that for a long time here in Wisconsin Rapids, there was an ostrich farm. And I know this because I was riding bikes with my friend one day, and we were just trying to get somewhere. I don't even know where we were. We ride past this, and we stopped. And I know we were late, and we stopped, and we're like, "What the what?" And could not get over
it. Ostriches all everywhere.
And here I am 20 some years later, and I am still mind boggled by that there are ostriches in Wisconsin Rapids. And there's an ostrich farm. There was.
Wow.
Tom Hellick said the emus Sam and Ali escaped from a partly open gate on his Rush City property during the weekend storms.
Oh, dear.
Happened. The emus were spotted near a lake before wandering miles from the area. And they put a Facebook post out calling all emu owners. We did make calls to Liberty Mutual Insurance. This is not for emu.
Nice.
The sheriffs had to help out with wrangling these emus up and everything. And
I'm an emu wrangler.
We ask we ask a lot of our officers and a lot of things really above and beyond.
Yeah.
And all that. Mm-hmm. And then there's things like this where it's just I don't believe that there's any. They got to call it in.
Yeah.
There's I don't know the numbers again. What is a wandering emu?
Yeah, right. What is the code for that one?
1197 was 1145. I can't. can't remember. We don't use this one very often.
I love the idea they have code for like literally everything. Yes, they just have to look it up in a book here, you know.
Yeah, missing animal. Right. And speaking of local missing animals, the Marshfield Fire Department or police office posted about a missing goat this morning. So
if
you're missing your pet goat or your goat from your farm in Marshfield, the police have it.
Yeah, we want to help with that one. I don't want any goat being out there not home. It's almost as terrifying. So I would be a little more rattled by that if it wasn't for another story I saw this morning.
Oh, no.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Whoa. And that mozzarella.
Okay. Can you pat him on the shoulder for me, Seth? I can tell he's very distraught.
He's very emotional about this mozzarella.
I'm patting the air in front of me.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome. You.
It's bad enough Subway took it away. Now there's just...
It's just on the streets.
Think of this.
Destruction of mozzarella everywhere.
There's no raccoons that are going to eat that. That mozzarella is ruined now. That poor mozzarella.
Poor mozzarella.
It's a crime against cheese. It's not right. It's not right. So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me
that tells me, James,
you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father. It's free mozzarella. What do you want me to do? No, leave it. Leave it there.
James, how did you end up with these 32 boxes of mozzarella cheese in your basement?
It's a story. You know, like a cheese cave. I always wanted one.
Think of the money we're going to save. All the pizzas we can make.
Immediately do the calculus in your head. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mozzarella gate.
Yeah.
It was a crash involving three tractor trailers resulted in mozzarella cheese being spilled across a 200-yard area. Everybody is okay. Everybody was all right and everything, but this happened actually out in Pennsylvania. So it was a little ways away, but it was tempted to make a run.
I was going to say, James didn't hear about it early enough.
Yes, I heard just a little bit early. I might have been over there. Stick around, everybody. We got another hour of great show coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.